Alrighty, our theme wrapping up right there for our Musicians Come and Play program with Larry Rezavi and his out of town checks, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 393 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 69 degrees, some partial sunshine, but a beautiful day nonetheless. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in. Going to say good morning to Mr. Mark Leachy. Mark, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing, Si?
We're doing well. We're doing very well. Where are you at today, Mark? Are you at home?
I'm at home.
And that is where?
Marshfield, Wisconsin.
Very good. And what's it like out in Marshfield this morning?
It's overcast and it's a little cool.
Little cool, huh? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that time of the year, huh? Fall weather is upon us.
Boy, it sure hasn't taken long for these leaves to change colors. Isn't
that true? And we haven't had any frost, anything close to frost up here yet. How about you guys?
We had some frost advisories out, but we didn't get any. So
yeah,
we lucked out.
So evidently, those leaves are turning just because it's that time of the year, less sunshine, and so they get less sap to the leaves or something. I don't know the. I never took biology or chemistry, so I don't know how that stuff all works. But at any rate, I know that when it gets to be this time of the year, they just start coloring, and boy, they are pretty already.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they just go dormant, I guess.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
But I sure like the cooler weather, though.
Oh, isn't that true?
I'm not a heat fan at all, no.
And whereabouts is Marshfield located in proximity in Wisconsin?
Right in the center of the state.
Right in the center of the state. Okay, so you're pretty much on the same parallel as we are. And, boy, we had one hot summer this year. How about you guys?
Oh, it's terrible. Did you guys get any fires by you guys?
No, nothing immediate here. We had them up in the northern part of the state, up by the boundary waters and up in those areas. But around here, I didn't hear of much. We had a lot of fire danger, but, it seems like... People were conscientious and didn't have campfires and things, and so nothing that was hit the news or anything. So,
yeah, it just seems odd that you'd have fire problems in Minnesota, you know?
Yeah, yeah, land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
plenty of water.
There you go. Well, Mark, neither of us are weather people. We're not climatologists or anything. So let's talk about something that we know about, and that's music. You guys just put out a brand new CD, and I think it's incredibly awesome. What's your take on it?
Well, I don't want to sound biased. I don't know. I feel that we did a fairly decent job. This is my fourth one in the series.
Okay.
We started this project 6 years ago.
Okay.
So I just worked on it off and on, you know, throughout the years. And just in the last year and a half, I really hit it hard to try to get it done.
Yep.
Because it's been, you know, it's been hanging over my head for quite a while.
There you go.
I just been taking more breaks from it than what I probably normally should, because it, usually my other CDs, I within a year or two, I'd have them done, you know.
Sure.
But,
well,
yeah.
Like anything else, you can blame it on COVID. You know, everybody else has blamed everything on COVID. And really, that did throw a curve at us, because you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. And so I'm sure in the recording business, too, you know, it just took your mind off of it, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, especially during COVID in the wintertime, you know, it was just you couldn't do anything. So I just put my mind to it and just got it done.
Well, good. Very good. You call it Blackjack. How'd you come up with the name? Why Blackjack?
Well, I like the Blackjack Polka. I always have. It's an old Ray Dorschner tune.
Mm-hmm.
And just for lack of nothing else but to name it that, you know.
Sure.
And it's our lead song on the CD, and so I just went with that. And then I just thought, well, I like the colors of the Blackjack table, and it just seemed to work out well with my cover, and so there it is.
Yeah, and it's a great recording. We're gonna feature that after we get done with the interview, and looking forward to that very much. Back up and give us a little background on yourself, Mark. First of all, what you play and how did you get started? Where were you born and raised? Give us a little history.
I was born and raised. I was born in Marshfield, Wisconsin, but my dad was in the Navy for 17 years, so we traveled a lot when we were kids. We lived in Hawaii and California and Texas and Illinois and kind of all over until I was about 12, 13 years old, and we moved back here. And my mom, she played accordion for years, and she started playing the Thomas organ. And she played at supper clubs and stuff like that. And I started playing drums when I was, I don't know, probably 10 years old. And she took me out on a job. And we called ourselves the little people because I'm only 5'6" and a half. And my mom is about 4'11". And they called us the little people. So then we, as the years went on, we had the two-piece band. And then we just kept getting bigger, adding more pieces, and then we ended up having a seven-piece band for a number of years, and did that for about 17, 18 years, and quit for a little while, and then I started up the Whatcha Callums band, and did that for a few years, sold the band, and then went through some personal problems, went through a divorce and that kind of thing, and then I gave up on it for a while, and then I thought, you know, I lived next door to my mom, and, you know, we both love polka music, and I thought, well, I'm going to buy me a Tascam Porta Studio, and I really get into recording, and I said, well, it'd be something nice for me and mom to have, you know, to listen to, you know, if either one of us passed away, you know, God forbid, but so I just started with that. We did a two-piece recording right off the bat called Mom and Mark, and it's more like a Slovenian-style kind of a CD. And then I thought, well, I got all these horns laying here. Let's do something with those. And we started doing that. We'd hire a tuba player once we were all done with the full band arrangements, and then we'd have a tuba player come in and do the tuba parts. And it just took off from there, and we just keep doing it.
Oh, that's awesome. You bet.
Yeah.
So you said you were playing. You're probably not playing a lot right now, but you did play a lot of jobs, gigs over the years then?
Oh, my God. I've been playing since I was, what did I say, 12 years old?
Yeah.
And I'm 57 now, so uh-huh. I've been doing this for quite a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we used to play, God, every weekend, you know, three, four times a weekend, and I played with numerous bands over the years. I played played a lot with Becky.
Uh-huh.
And I normally drum with those bands.
Okay.
Played with Gary, played with Brian, Carl, all those, you know, good Dutchman bands.
Sure.
And so, I mean, it was just a lot of playing. And of course, I had my, you know, I've had two different bands, and that kept me hopping, too. So it's, so that's how that worked. And it would be great, you know, if I could have a band that that was this big, but it's hard to do, you know. You can't find good quality musicians and consistent every week type of play, and
yep.
It's just not as easy as people think, you know. It takes a lot of work and practice and, you know, to have an eight-piece band and have those musicians that are good quality musicians and dependable ones, it's very hard to do these days and keep playing consistently. You know?
Absolutely.
Now, so that's why I do these recordings, because I love polka music and I like the Dutchman style, and I want to be able to share that with people, you know.
Well, that's great. Mark, do you have another occupation for a career, or do you make your living on the playing?
Well, I worked in manufactured housing for over 35 years.
Okay.
And I had a lot of hammering, a lot of air tools, a lot of lifting, and I had four rotator cuff surgeries done. Oh, and I was doing a part-time paper route at the time, and I said, you know, after I had my last surgery, I said, that's enough of this hard work.
Yeah.
So now I just do a paper route full-time.
Mm-hmm.
I do that 7 days a week, 8 to 10 hours a day.
Okay.
And so that keeps me hopping.
Absolutely, absolutely. Before we take a break here, I just want to ask, so on this recording, and I think it's so good, is it just you and your mom, or did you dub all the parts, or did you have other players then?
No, it was just me and my mom, and I dubbed all the parts except for the tuba part. My last three ones, I had Greg Lobbs out of Appleton play tuba, and now this one I had Ted Nevlin come in and play. Ted's played with so many different bands throughout the years, and he played most notably for Norm Adelbeck.
Oh, yeah, Jerry Lynn Dutchman.
Then he played numerous recordings and played with John Cech.
Okay, yeah.
For years also, and numerous other bands, too. So, yeah, that's how this is working, and I think I've got a song on there where my niece sings Que Sera, Sera.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so she's a choir director over at one of the schools over here.
Oh, okay, sure.
And, so that's how we do it, and that's why it takes so long, because it's a lot of dubbing, a lot of work.
You bet. Now, nice selection of tunes, 21 tunes on this CD, and boy, some good ones. Looking at the playlist here, Fisher Maid Polka. That was a Whoopi John recorded that, had a big recording of that. And New Ulm Favorite Polka, that's composed by Ray Dorschner. You give credit to the bands that the songs were from. I see Sugarbush Polka from Norm Edelbeck and the E-flat, A-flat, Norm Edelbeck. So these must be songs that are just near and dear to your heart, huh?
Yeah, and Norm Edelbeck passed away here, I think a year ago or so.
That's what we heard. Yeah.
Yeah, and he had given all his music to Ted Nevlin, and I called Ted and I asked if I could get some copies of that, and so I got a handful of arrangements from him, and I thought, well, I'll try him on the new album. So that's how that worked.
Okay. Very good. Well, Mark, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Come in this week and check out our full-service meat counter, always stocked with fresh-cut steaks, roasts, and more. Sausages made at the St. Joe Meat Market fresh twice a week on Wednesdays and Fridays. The brat of the week this week is the smoked Bauernwurst brat, starting with a nice blend of lean pork and beef, seasoned with our special Bauernwurst brat seasoning and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouses at the St. Joe Meat Market. They are seen on the menus of many of the various German and Oktoberfests this time of the year. Come in this week and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market, now with store hours Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6 till 5, and then closed on Sunday. For more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, and thank you for your patronage. Mark, for being a guest on the program. You've been here before. You know how it works. We put up a nice package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you, priority mail. Hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How'd that last one work out for you?
Oh, it was great. Looking forward to the new one.
All righty. Very good. The old one's gone, right?
Oh, my God. Didn't take long.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the downside of them, that they don't. I hear from all kinds of people that they just don't last. Otherwise, they're just great when they get there, but poof, they're gone. So, and that's all right. Well, we appreciate the feedback. Well, good. So, so you play a lot of instruments then, Mark. What was your primary instrument, or what did you get started on?
Well, when I was a kid, I think 9 years old, I started playing saxophone.
Okay.
Sax. Yeah, and then, like I told you, then my mom bought me a drum set, so then I started drumming, and then all the other instruments I was self-taught.
Okay.
I played trumpet, flugelhorn, valve trombone, all the saxes, soprano, alto, tenor. Played just a little bit of accordion, not much. Now, I've got the greatest teacher in the world, but I just didn't have the patience to sit down and learn the accordion. I don't know why. There's too many other instruments, but...
You bet.
You know what I mean? But, just self-taught. There are so many better musicians out there, for sure, but I give it the best I can.
Absolutely. You know, and you can hear, it's evident on the recording that you do a great, great job. Now, on this recording, is it your mom playing the accordion then, or you, or both of you? Or
Mom plays the accordion, and then she also has a couple numbers where she plays the button box.
Okay.
Yeah. So she does all the accordion. She plays piano, banjo, and some electric bass.
Okay. Very good.
Awful.
And yeah. And she's still in good health? She's survived this COVID business and everything okay?
Yes, thank God.
Oh, for sure.
Like I said, she lives right next door to me, so we keep an eye on each other.
Okay, very good, very good. All righty. Mm-hmm. And I assume then your dad has passed on already?
Yeah, he's been gone now for about 12 years.
Okay. Now, was he musical at all? Did he play any instruments?
Oh, God, no.
No,
he had a hard time playing the radio.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is me and my mom. My mom and I are really close.
Yeah,
and she's the one that got me involved in all that, and thank God for that.
Yep, and I always say it's just such good therapy. You know, I can never find time to practice, but when I do pick up an instrument and play it, you forget about all your troubles, and it's just so relaxing, I think. You find it the same?
Yes, it's a good hobby. You know, keeps you out of the bar.
That's right, and that's a good thing. Yeah, you have to spend your time somehow, so when you're playing those instruments, you're definitely not doing other things, so that's for sure.
Absolutely, it's a good hobby. I recommend playing any instrument to anybody.
You bet. Over the years, I'm sure you've seen a lot of the ballrooms come and go, all the venues. Just mention a few from over in your area that you enjoyed.
Oh, over here?
Yeah.
There's quite a number of them. They used to, years ago, they had the Roselleville Krause House Ballroom. They got Sherryland Ballroom over here, Monster Hall, of course, Concordia Ballroom in La Crosse. Kewaskum, Ameron Ballroom. They used to have the Trianon Ballroom over here. I don't know if you remember that at all.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, but then they had a highway come through and they knocked it down. It was a beautiful, beautiful ballroom. Big ball in the center. Floating dance floor.
Wow.
It was just sad that it went down. But there's a lot of ballrooms that did go down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not like it used to be.
Yeah. We've got the same thing in Minnesota. So many of them gone. And the few that are still around, most of them aren't operating anymore, or at least not hiring bands and holding dances. A couple of them in the area here still do like a chicken fry on a Tuesday night or something like that, or a wedding. And if you want to hire the band yourself, they'll have music that way. So, but our youngsters just don't know what we grew up in, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. I got started by going to dances, you know, and you just fall in love with it.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. It's almost like you have to fall in love with it when you're younger, you know?
Yeah.
You can any time, but when it really sticks to you is when you're younger. I mean, look at the Good Time Dutchmen. They grew up with all that. Those kids grew up with all that music. And, every one of them are involved in it, you know?
And still are today yet, yes.
Yeah, wonderful band, you know?
Absolutely, yep. Yep, you know, and that's where youngsters used to go out to meet their partners. I mean, that's where I met my wife, was at Granite City Coliseum in St. Cloud, Minnesota. You know, we were both just out of high school, and it was a great place to go as you were single, and you could always ask somebody to dance, and just had a great time. You know, you didn't have to get soused or anything like that, but it was just an activity to do for young people, and I just see that lacking nowadays.
Oh, and it's a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah.
Dancing polkas and waltzes is a great, great time.
Yeah.
And it's great exercise, too, you know. And you definitely don't have to be ashamed of loving this style of music, because it's fun music.
So true. So very true. Much in the future for you, Mark, as far as playing, any gigs or things coming up, or what does your calendar look like?
No, I don't have anything lined up right now.
Nothing lined up. Okay. But people looking to hire you, anybody listening in, you certainly will travel throughout your immediate area. How far and wide do you usually go?
I don't really like to travel that far anymore.
Oh, okay.
If I can keep it local within 50 miles, I'll do it.
Sure.
But it's hard for me to play. I got to play, you know, normally on a Sunday afternoon. I can't do any evening jobs because I start work at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my, okay.
Yeah, so I can't do any night jobs or anything like that. But yeah, once in a while, you know.
Sure.
Once in a while, I'll do something. But yeah.
Oh, very good.
But you know, the jobs aren't out there like they used to be either. You know, and a lot of these bands that are coming back and playing again, you know, they're pretty well established and have their musicians and stuff, and which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
So if I can sub for somebody and I can do it, I'd be more than happy to do it.
You bet. So when you were playing, and or even before when you started playing, who were the musicians, the bands that you looked up to? Who did you try to duplicate, imitate, you know, wish that you could play like? Who were they?
Well, when I grew up, Dick Rogers was probably my favorite band.
Okay.
And as I went around to Polka Fest and stuff, I got more involved with the Dutchman style music. And Carl and the Country Dutchman, Ray Dorsner, he's my idol.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's just so flawless. And yeah. I think everybody strives to be that good.
Yep.
You know, whether you can reach it or not, you know, is more power to you, but you want to strive to be the very best that you can do. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's what I try to do. I try to do the very, very best that I can. Just so that I know that I did. And nobody can play like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every one of those musicians in the band were great. And you try to, but I guess that's all you can do, right? So,
well,
Dorsner was probably, is my favorite band.
Yes, and you touched on something there that I identify with. We went to the German Fest in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They usually have that the last weekend in July. We went, I think, four or five times back in the 90s. And Ray was one of the feature bands out there at that time. And he always impressed me. They were such a quality band. They conducted themselves on stage so well. They were dressed properly. It's one of the things that I kind of detest in the rock and roll and country venues, that bands don't look like a band. They're dressed all shaggy and not uniform, whereas Ray Dorschner, they always look so professional, and yet they were having fun. They were casual, but boy, the music was just to the T. I agree with you. I think they were just a quality band.
Yeah, just flawless.
You bet. Yeah. And just enjoyed them those years we were out there. And then we'd go from Ray Dorschner to seeing Brian Brigham and the Mississippi Valley Dutchmen, and they were right there. And then Danny Jurabic and Kick were out there one year, and also Jerry Schneider Band out there. And all of those bands, just in their own way, their own style, but so professional.
Oh, yeah. Danny Jurabic is just one awesome musician. It's hard to beat that guy.
Yeah.
He is just absolutely phenomenal.
You bet. And his dad's such a character, huh? You know Tuba Dan at all?
Dan Jurabic, yes.
Oh, yes. Yep. Good people.
I remember him playing with Dick Rogers when I was a kid.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a heck of a tuba player and a much better man.
You bet.
A good guy.
You bet. Some great history there, Mark. Been visiting with Mark Leachy here out of Marshfield, Wisconsin. Time is about run out, so we're going to be featuring this brand new CD, and hopefully folks will want to pick them up. We sold a few last week. We were at our big Pioneer Days event out here in north of Albany, and people were asking, do you have anything new? So, yeah, I sold a handful of yours out there, and I'm sure after folks hear it, they're going to want to pick up a copy too. Yeah, you hit a home run with this one, so congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Si.
You bet. So with that, we're going to let you run. Before I let you go, we usually ask each and every person if they have a memorable memory in their music career over their lifetime that they'd want to share with the listeners. Looking back, you've got a few years under your belt. What do you got for us, Mark?
The best memory that I ever had was when Ray Dorschner was playing at Ellsworth.
Okay.
And I used to bug him, like, can I sit in and play drums, you know?
Uh-huh.
And on the very last set of the day, he let me sit in and play that last set of polkas with him.
Oh, boy.
And I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
I had chills, you know. It was just, that was the biggest, brightest time, I think, of my career.
Absolutely.
Being able to sit and play, you know, 3-4 polkas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is great. That is really, really great. Just to think that you were part of the Rainbow Valley Dutchman band for a set of polkas, that's an awesome story. So
it is. Yeah,
you bet. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, Mark. Have yourself a great afternoon. And
you too.
The good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Well, I hope so. It's always a pleasure.
All righty. So have a great afternoon. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment then.
Okay, stay warm.
There we go. There goes Mr. Mark Leachy. And he is our 393rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Mark Leachy Band, his mom, and Mark, and some great stuff for you coming up in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme musicians come and play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 393rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're now at 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 71 degrees our current temperature here in Albany. And yes, a neat-sounding guy there, Mr. Mark Leachy, and yeah, he got a great CD, talked about the title tune here, and so we're going to give you that right now. It's one called the Blackjack Polka, Mark Leachy and his mom, and also they had a tuba player on this recording. Ted Nevlin came up with a great, great recording here. So the song is called Blackjack, and the name of the CD is called Blackjack. We hope you enjoy it. Mark Leachy Orchestra, a great sounding band there, one called the Blackjack Polka, off of their brand new CD release. Just got it a couple of weeks ago, recorded in May of this year. And I probably should correct myself there. Like Mark said, he's been working on it for about 6 years to get it out, released in May of 2021. Music continues right now with the Mark Leachy Orchestra, and he mentioned this one in the interview. His niece, Sadie Olson, doing the vocal on this one called Que Sera. Mark Leachy Orchestra, one called the Que Sera Waltz. 24 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 72 degrees. And once again, that was Sadie Olson on the vocal there. Yes, Mark's niece. Very nice. Music continues right now, old-time polka style. And it's the Mark Leachy Orchestra with one called the Four Beers Polka.
Thank you.
Great recording there of the Four Beers Polka, and that is the Mark Leachy Orchestra. As we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig. And great traveling organization. And Jeannie wants me to tell you about the Oktoberfest Colors of the Ozarks. That's Branson, Eureka Springs, and the Passion Play. And this is happening October 22nd through the 29th, 8 days, 7 nights. And this is a great trip. You want to think about traveling? This is a great time of the year. Travel with Jeannie B to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, for a two-night stay in the beautiful historic city. See the chapel in the woods, the haunted hotel, the unique specialty shops while on the step on guided city tour. Dinner and the awesome passion play. I've been there for this. This is a great play in Eureka Springs that's included. Then there's the next 3 nights will be in Branson, where you will see the Presleys, the Haygoods, Clay Cooper, Country Express, the Hughes Brothers, and the showboat Branson Bell Dinner Cruise and Grand Jubilee. This also includes 12 meals, sightseeing choices to include the Veterans Museum, the Titanic Museum, Fishing Museum, Time to Shop in the Old Downtown, and Dick's Five and Dime. Winery tour and tasting, Dogwood Canyon Trail tour with barbecue lunch. Boy, this is a great trip, loaded with activities. Grand Village Shops and Bass Pro in Springfield, Missouri. The tour itinerary is loaded for 8 days of tons of fun and 21. Call now. Reservation deadline? Well, we passed that. But Jeannie's still open for reservations if you call now. The number to call is 320-345-1581. 320-345-1581. The cost is $1,299 based on double occupancy. And Jeannie is standing by waiting for you to call. Lots of other great trips. This is one of two Branson chances you have. Also, they are traveling to Christmas in the Ozarks, and that's November 14th through the 19th. So whichever is your choice, this one here, this fall fantastic adventure, that'd be the one that I'd be jumping on, because that looks like a great time. And we did see the Passion Play. Oh, that's maybe back in 1999. We went with my mother-in-law and father-in-law and drove to Branson and then went into Springfield, Missouri, and saw Eureka Springs, actually, and saw that Passion Play. And boy, that is a very, very good performance. And if it's gotten better yet from when we seen it then, well, wow, you will be in for the time of your life. Just a great, great presentation of the Passion of Our Lord. So again, October 22nd through the 29th, 8 great days and 7 nights, and tons of fun there in 21, just a loaded itinerary. Call Jeannie, call her now, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours, as they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 29 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 73, our current temperature here in Albany. Here's one, Brian Brigham had a recording of this. I've heard it from a few different bands. It's one called My Gal's a Corker Polka.
Clothes. I buy her everything to keep her in style. She's worth her weight. winning gold, my precious baby.
Mark Leachy Orchestra with one called My Gal's a Corker Polka. It's waltz time right now. Another novelty type tune, one called the Goose Pimples Waltz.
I've danced with some queens, many kinds of routines, from Mazo to old Singapore. Danced here and there, guess I've danced
Thank you.
Mark Leachy Orchestra, One Call the Goose Pimples Waltz. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have a temperature reading of 73 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's one called the Good Times Polka. Some good stuff for you there, the Good Times Polka, the Mark Leachy Orchestra off of their brand new CD released back in May, one called Blackjack. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And Kevin, of course, with new models in stock always. Check out the different engine and mowing deck option sizes that you have available to you. There's baggers and other attachments. So, yeah, check that all out. And they start from the little Raptors all the way up to the big Super Zs and beyond. So you'll want to check that out. And of course, Kevin does repair work, so he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all for you. Bring your machine out to Kevin's. And if it's getting a little tired, he'll make you a sweet deal on a brand new Hustler. So check that out this week. As always, for more information, you can call Kevin. And we strongly advise you to call before you come, because Kevin's kind of a one-man band out there. Besides doing the repair work and selling those Hustlers, he also puts in the family farm. So when it gets to be harvest time, like it's getting this time of the year, you might find him out in the field harvesting beans or picking corn or chopping corn. You never know what he's up to. So he wants to be there when you come, so make sure you call ahead. All right, that's Kevin's Countryside. And also exciting news from Kevin's. This year he took on the Eagle Power line of equipment. That's battery-powered equipment, and that's 56-volt lithium battery power. So they make a hedge trimmer. They make a weed eater, a chainsaw, a snowblower, a self-propelled lawnmower, push lawnmower, and a couple of blowers, a handheld blower and a backpack blower. So check out all those different pieces of equipment. And yeah, we picked up the power head that comes with the three attachments that we got with it. That would be the pole saw and the edger and the weed trimmer. And boy, that thing really works well. My son used it to bury his wireless fencing for the dogs, and he said, oh, it worked like the cat's meow. So check that out as well when you're at Kevin's, at Eagle Line line of equipment, power, battery-powered equipment. That's Kevin's Countryside. Once again, the phone number, 320-363-7459. Talk to Kevin himself there. You bet he'll treat you well. Kevin's Countryside, nice drive this time of the year, any time of the year, but especially now when those leaves are turning like this, it's so pretty out that way. You bet. Head on out of St. Joe West on 75, take a right-hand turn on County Road 3, drive out about 6 miles and look for the big yellow and orange sign from the post in the ditch there. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 17 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 73, our temperature here in Albany. It's Landler time with the Mark Leachy Orchestra, one called Everybody's Landler. Mark Leachy Orchestra, one called Everybody's Landler. Right now it's polka time with one called the Woodland Polka. Thank you. Mark Leachy Orchestra with one called the Woodland Polka. Here's one called the Milko May Waltz. Milko May Waltz, the Mark Leachy Orchestra. Here's a nice foxtrot, one called Those Crazy, Hazy, Lazy Days of Summer, the Mark Leachy Orchestra.
Pretzels and beer. Roll out the
up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, you'll wish that summer could always be here.
Great stuff there by the Mark Leachy Orchestra. A nice foxtrot, one called Those Crazy, Hazy, Lazy Days of Summer. Time for just a couple more selections. Here's a nice polka tune, one called the Sugar Bush Polka.
I will never let you go.
Yes, the Sugar Bush Polka, the Mark Leachy Orchestra. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we're going to do that with another nice old-time polka. Whoopi John had a nice recording of this one. Here's Mark Leachy's rendition of the Fishermaid Polka. Mark Leachy Orchestra, great recording there of the Fishermaid Polka. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.